Unit 47, The Exploits of Nellie Bly. Many people criticize today's newspapers as sensationalists catering to the public's morbid curiosity. But journalism a century ago was just as notorious. Publishers of that era routinely competed with each other for wild, extravagant stories that could draw in most readers. It was an ideal atmosphere for a daring reporter like Nellie Bly to thrive in. Bly, whose real name was Elizabeth Corr Curran, had to work to make her way in the world. Unlike many women of the time, however, she refused to let the working world intimidate her. Her first big opportunity as a reporter came in 1885 after she wrote an angry letter denouncing the Pittsburgh Dispatch for an article it had run criticizing women forced to work outside the home. The intrigued editor hired Bly for her spirit, and soon she was investigating the situations of female factory workers. Bly cared less about their jobs than about their lives after work, their amusements, their motivations, their fears, and aspirations. She produced an article totally unlike what other reporters of the time were writing, personal, insightful, meaningful. By 1887, Bly had a job with the New York World, one of the leading papers of the day. She quickly became famous for undercover stories about women in a mental hospital. Soon, she had investigated life as a maid, a chorus girl, even a prostitute. In her best-known exploit, in 1890, Bly beat the famous Around the World in 80 Days trip Jules Verne had described in his novel. Traveling by steamship, train, even rickshaw, Bly reported from each stop. A spellbound nation hung on every word. Only 25, Bly had become an international celebrity.